This is Radio Nepal. I am TK Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal Investment Board grants permission for feasibility study of two mega solar projects in Doti and Deltora. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba stressed government's commitment to policy level and legal reforms for attracting investment. Election Commission holds collection of voters' name list following the declaration of local level election date. Health Ministry redirects subordinate bodies to send COVID-19 vaccine details by tomorrow. And the UN says around 13 million people face hunger in Horn of Africa as droughts worsen. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says the government is committed to the policy and legal reforms for attracting investors. Addressing a meeting of the investment board held at Balwata today, Prime Minister Deoba directed the board to expedite and focus on the works of feasibility study for construction projects. The investment board Nepal has granted permission to conduct feasibility study of two mega solar power projects. The meeting of the board today granted a permission for the feasibility study of 125 megawatt project at Dipal Silgadi municipality of Doti and 225 mega project at Amargadi municipality of Dadaldhura district. The total estimated cost for these two mega solar projects is above 23 billion rupees. The government has declared Biratnagar Metropolis 18 as a bird flu affected area to control the flu. Unveiling yesterday's cabinet decisions, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Ganendra Bahadur Karki said the government has also decided to declare Pure Lake area as watershed conservation area. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has decided to provide compensation to the owners whose houses and huts were dismantled while constructing the Midhill Highway in Nuwakhot district. Similarly, Minister Karki informed that the Cabinet has approved the Fifth Amendment Securities Registration and Issues Regulations 2078 and the First Amendment of National Identity Card and Vital Registration Regulation 2078 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, the Cabinet approved the 11th Amendment of National Broadcasting Rules 2078 Bikram Sambat. Directives to have digital mapping and land administration service delivery 2078. Similarly, the multi-sectoral sectoral work plan for prevention and control of non-communicable disease has been approved. The Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly has begun deliberation on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2077 Bikram Sambat. Committee President Parshuram Meghi Gurung said the clause-wise discussion of the Public Service Broadcasting Bill in the National Assembly began today. The bill has the provision of transforming Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a national public service broadcaster. The bill was sent to the committee for clause-wise deliberation after it was registered in the National Assembly on the 10th of August. The Election Commission has halted the work of collecting voters' name list following the declaration of local level election date. A spokesperson for the Commission, Saligram Sharma Podil, said following the announcement of the local level election on the 13th of May by the government, the work of collecting voters' detail has been halted. Now the Commission will update the voters' list, compiling the names of voters whose cards were issued until yesterday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India zani, mommy China zani. Dubai zana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Ministry of Health and Population has redirected the subordinate bodies to submit COVID-19 vaccine details by tomorrow. According to Committee Coordinator Dr. Gunaraj Lohani, the five-member committee formed by the Ministry to investigate in regard to the archiving of COVID-19 vaccines made instruction, as some districts and local labels failed to provide the details within the given time. Coordinator Dr. Lohani said 6 district health offices and 109 local levels have not sent the details and have been asked to submit the details by tomorrow. The ministry on the 30th of January had formed the committee after it did not find the exact record of the vaccines. A total of 1,957 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. The Minister of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 12,692 samples. Likewise, 5,103 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 11 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,838 in the country so far. Former chairperson of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Kamal Thapa, has said that now he is no more associated with the party. Organizing a press meet in Hetoda today, leader Thapa announced to quit the party. He explained that he came to the unwanted decision as his calls for correcting the ideological deviation and wrong tendencies within the party remained unheard. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. An estimated 13 million people in the Horn of Africa are facing severe hunger. The United Nations World Food Programme has said that the drought conditions have affected pastoral and farmer populations across the southern and southeastern Ethiopia, southeastern and north Kenya, and south-central Somalia, with forests of below-average rainfall threatening to worsen that already dire conditions in the coming months. Issuing a statement today, Regional Director in the WPF Regional Bureau for Eastern Africa, Michael Dunford, said harvests are ruined, livestock are dying, and hunger is growing as recurrent droughts affect the Horn of Africa. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Kyiv for talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky, seeking a breakthrough in the East-West deadlock for Ukraine. Today's meeting comes a day after Macron met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow for discussions that lasted for more than 5 hours, marking the highest-profile intervention aid by Western leader. The French president said he had made proposal of concrete security guarantees to Putin, who suggested some of the ideas could help ease the crisis. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern and western high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Investment Board grants permission for feasibility study of 2 mega solar projects in Doti and Daldura. Prime Minister Shir Bahadur Deoba shows government's commitment to policy level and legal reforms for attracting investment. Election Commission holds collection of voters' name list following the declaration of local level election date. Health Ministry redirects subordinate bodies to send COVID-19 vaccine details by tomorrow. And UN says around 13 million people face hunger in Horn of Africa as drought worsens. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.